Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Aaron Krieger, founding director for the Cloud Computing Initiative at Harari Institute at Boston University. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you.
When I first heard about Massachusetts Open Cloud, I was very intrigued about what you've done from a standpoint of building a cloud for use across organizations. So can you just describe a little bit about what Massachusetts Open Cloud is and the process by which you worked across institutions to establish this cloud?
This, in some sense, started when the five large universities in the region, MIT, Harvard, BU, Northeastern, UMass, had decided that power was very expensive in Boston, that data center space was expensive, and the five universities together have a massive computational budget where they buy tremendous amounts of infrastructure for all kinds of research computing needs, that they would establish together a shared data center. And that was the MGH PCC, Mass Green High Performance Computing Data Center, that they created in Western Massachusetts, together with strong support from the state, from Cisco and EMC. So they built this data center, and part of the goal with this was not only to have a cheap place to put this, but the idea that it could result in all kinds of joint initiatives between the universities around research and around computational infrastructure. And the Mass Open Cloud is sort of one of these example projects that's kicked out of the MGH PCC, is the idea of actually building a shared cloud that can be used by all of these different institutions, as well as the broader Commonwealth. So when we first had the idea of creating a shared cloud, we reached out to the heads of research IT and the vice presidents of research in each of those universities. They all said, wow, that sounds like a great idea. Then we approached the state, which had the big data initiative and the notion that you can create a shared cloud, which can be the host for all of these data sets, where startups could actually innovate, create new platforms, and expose them to users, was something really exciting to the Commonwealth.
We talk a lot at Intel about private cloud and about public cloud, but this is kind of a combination, almost like a community cloud, if you will. What drove you to creating the cloud like this, and what advantages are there to all the institutions that are engaged to share this infrastructure?
Well, I think there's sort of two very different answers to that. One of them is all of the clouds that exist today are stood up by one entity. You know, if you talk about Amazon or Google or Microsoft's cloud or IBM's cloud, it's always one entity that stands it up that's in charge of all of the decisions about a cloud. And what that does is it locks out academia, certainly. It's very hard for us to see how cloud happens. And you know, there's so much research that can go on in this environment that could really accelerate innovation. It also locks out the bulk of industry. Mostly we have to treat these big clouds as black boxes. So one of our notions was a cloud doesn't have to be constructed that way. We sort of started up a new model we call an open cloud exchange, and working very closely with the OpenStack community to enable this inside OpenStack. But the idea is that you can have multiple different providers, providers that don't necessarily trust each other, providers that offer very different services, either with the layer in the cloud they're operating or in terms of the capabilities, whether it's security, performance, availability, branding, and in that same environment allow researchers to stand up new services, all kind of on a level playing field, and make this available to the customer. So part of the idea about this is that we can create a new testbed, a new place where innovation can happen. And so that model of an open cloud exchange was one of the foundational ideas that got us going down this path. The other thing is that these universities, it makes tremendous economic sense for them. If you sort of take the law of big numbers across all of these universities, we're constantly using massive amount of compute resources. It economically makes a lot more sense for us to build a shared service than for us to go on the outside and use any of the external clouds. You can't build a new model of cloud without actually having a real environment with real users. So the universities make up hundreds of thousands of users that are from these universities that can come in and use this cloud, which gives us sort of a critical mass very rapidly, a shared data center where power is cheap. The economics are very compelling for us to do this ourselves. And in doing this, we can create this new model of cloud that allows for innovation from a broad set of companies.
So tell me about the status of the cloud today and where you're at about putting this plan into action.
Sure. Well, something like this actually takes a lot of time. We have a very small environment. Right now, it's around 100 servers, and we have a couple hundred users. So it's very tiny, and it's very much in its early days. But we've now gotten to the point where we feel we can stand up a production environment and have users trying to get their work on that environment rather than just the experimental users we started with or the people that are actually interested in using the cloud for doing cloud software. This is actually people that want to really use that compute capacity. In parallel with that, we've made a whole bunch of changes that we're proposing to the OpenStack community. The first time we talked about the concept, the community was very excited. The second time we presented detailed specs to the community, they sort of said, this will never work. The third time in the Tokyo Summit, we showed them a working demonstration of this open cloud exchange model actually working, where you can take compute from one provider and storage from another. And they said, wow, this is great. Let's get it in there. So we're working very closely with the community on the changes needed to allow multiple providers. And we have various industry partners that have sort of stepped up. We're still very much in the seed stage of this, but the plant is really starting to grow. We have 5 corporate partners that have signed up as core partners to the initiative: Intel, Cisco, Lenovo, Brocade, Two Sigma, strong involvement by the U.S. Air Force, by the Massachusetts State, and, of course, the 5 big universities.
What has the broader interest been?
Well, it's incredibly gratifying, sometimes a little scary, just how much excitement, how many news articles, how much interest this has generated. But it appears like nothing quite like this, that both has the collaboration between academic institutions and industry, but also researchers that want to innovate in the cloud and want to explore what a cloud can do. There's no place out there where you can, for example, get information about what's the real usage of a cloud. There's a lot of people doing community clouds for small regional environments. As far as I know, there's nobody that's trying to do it with actually an economic model where a broad region, for example, or even beyond that, can actually be charged for doing this. And I think without that economic model, it's not sustainable. Plus, cloud is about the economics. It's about building something that can be cost-effective and can attract real users and can pay for itself and can grow is right now unique.
What do you think that this is going to drive in terms of innovation back to the industry?
So I guess there's 3 parts of it. One is we're standing up a real environment with real users. And most of the companies that are developing new technologies don't actually have access to real users till after they've released a product. So we can show them how things work with real users and experimental projects. The next is new experiments. There's a couple of very neat projects that we've been standing up, one with sort of Brocade, Red Hat, Intel on a caching service for public data sets that will allow us to elastically stand up new on-demand big data environments. It's sort of really innovative thing, exploring the newest technology from both Brocade and Intel. And another one on providing a highly secure environment with the U.S. Air Force, Intel, MIT Lincoln Labs. And each of these projects sort of are pathfinding projects. They're exploring fundamentally new ways of doing things that you couldn't do in the big public clouds. And maybe the third thing is the big cloud companies, the Amazons, the Googles, the Facebook, they're constantly evolving their software with real user access. And their agility on being able to do that is tremendous. So one of the things we'd like to become is an environment where existing companies can evolve their software and their hardware, experiment with real users, and then sort of go through a cadence of creating shrink-wrapped software or hardware or appliances and deploying that to the enterprise community. And we think the environment that we've developed here could be a unique new way of doing that.
If folks want to learn more about the Massachusetts Open Cloud, where can they go for more information?
info.massopencloud.org.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. It's great to hear about this innovation, and I can't wait to hear more as the cloud scales with new users and new institutions involved.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.